This is the Debbie Lewis Show on AM 1380, The Biz.
Good morning. This is Debbie Lewis, and I want to say hi. Welcome to the show. We talk money and finances, and today we are talking small business with Bill McCowan. Bill, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning. So tell us what you do and where you do this great counseling service that you guys have.
Yes. Well, first of all, thanks for having me back on the show. And I am with the Florida Small Business Development Center. We are part of the MUMA College of Business. And my office is over in the center of the state in Highlands County.
Okay. When we talk small business questions, what are some of the questions that our small businesses bring to you?
A lot of the questions revolve around financial problems. So many of them, actually too many of them, are experiencing financial problems. And, for instance, the Federal Reserve does an annual credit survey.
Okay.
And one of the astounding statistics that I saw from that survey was that sole proprietors, 75% of them, are either just barely breaking even or losing money. So 75%.
Why? What are we doing wrong as entrepreneurs if that's really all that we're doing? We should go get a job then, because we're not going to survive.
Well, and a lot of them don't. And even the ones that are not sole proprietors, even the ones that have employees, 55% of those are at the break-even or losing status with their company. And again, we see that as small business consultants. We see that on a regular basis, and that's one of the things that we try to do is to help them overcome some of those financial problems.
What are some of the problems that they're having most? Like, what is the problem with money? Are they hiring too many people? Are they advertising too much? Are their supplies costing too much? Where are we falling down?
Well, and, you know, as a consultant, in order for us to diagnose that, one of the things that I ask them for is bring with you your financial statements. And in what we found, actually, we did our own survey a couple of years ago, a couple of our consultants at our Tampa office, and the survey studied 14 of our small businesses, and these were actually businesses that were generating a relatively high amount of revenue. Of the 14, they were somewhere between $500,000 and $13 million in sales. And although they were receiving financial reports, 13 of the 14 were receiving financial reports, half of them were having financial difficulties. And of those seven that were having financial difficulties, six of them were not reviewing their financial reports. So one of the things that I've learned in my 10 years with the SBDC is how important it is for that business owner to be not only receiving them, but understanding them.
Is it because they don't learn how to read financials? Because, I mean, colleges don't really teach that unless you're an accountant. And most of these people didn't go to college to become accountants. They went to college, if they went to college, to become entrepreneurs.
That's right. They did. And here's what we need to know, though. If we're going to be in business, we need to understand that the language of business actually is money. And those things are measured. The two primary financial reports that we look at and that a business owner should know how to read, again, as you point out, they don't need to be accountants or CPAs, but they do need to be able to read those reports that they do get from their accounting firms. And what we found out is looking at the two main reports they need, the income statement and the balance sheet. The income statement, the top half of that, really tells the business owner and their banker, by the way, how well they manage their marketing, because the top half of it is all about sales, revenue, the effects of their pricing, and the either the success or lack of success of their marketing. The bottom half of that income statement tells them and their banker or their investor
right,
how well they manage their operations.
Is it the operations part that's messing them up? I mean, are they wildly spending money, or are they just, I mean, because I think a lot of businesses probably just don't know what they have to spend.
But a lot of them don't, and actually, to your point, the second financial report they do need to know how to read is a balance sheet, which does nothing more than then illustrate to the business owner, you know, what assets they have in the business, which includes cash, what they owe, and then what the net worth of the business is. So, in effect, what the balance sheet tells them is how well they manage their money. So just summarizing that, those two reports tell you how well you're managing your marketing, how well you manage your operations, and how well you manage your money. So as a consultant, if whenever they're coming into me with whatever situation they might have, a brief review of those two reports and a little bit of question and answer usually gets us pointed in the right direction of where we need to start looking in order to improve their situation.
What type of businesses come to you, Mr. McCallum, for more help than others? Is there an industry or an age of the business owners that really take advantage of your expertise?
Really, there's no one set pattern there. We see companies that are at the very early stages. We also worked with a company that was 100 years old. But what happens is that they if they start underperforming or having difficulties, they begin to reach out and look for resources to be able to assist them.
When businesses come to you, do they do you give them a list of things to bring? Do they meet in person? Do they call in? How does that work?
A couple of different ways. Sometimes they go online and complete a request for consulting, at which time we then contact them back to set up an appointment. Sometimes they call in. But what we do is once we find out the reason for their visit, at that point we let them know what they would need to bring in for the session. And sometimes we don't uncover it until after they come in for the session. And at that point we might ask them to do a little homework and gather up some more data and come back and visit with us again. And it's not unusual for us to visit with a small business, many, many times because oftentimes it's a process to be able to get them back on track.
Right, right. How long can people come in and get counseled for? Is it just a two or three time thing, or can it be years at a time?
We have clients that have been coming to us for years and years. Again, they may have come to us as a startup and received the initial startup information and startup recommendations and training. And then we might see them again in a few years when they reach a new milestone, because each stage of the business, has its own unique issues that need to be dealt with.
Sure, sure. Is there a life in the business where you have to be more careful than others? Is it the very beginning, or is it the middle of the life when your business is, already grown so much? Where's the most, stressful time for business owners?
Well, I would say the most vulnerable time is going to be in that first 3 years, when they're starting up. And, they at the end of 3 years, you've either made it or you haven't. After that point, we make an assumption that if after 3 years you're generating enough revenue to at least pay some of the basic bills and to survive and hopefully make a profit.
When business owners are getting ready to start a business, should they come in before they even begin, so they kind of have someone to run it by of how much they're going to need? Because I don't think anyone knows exactly how much they're going to need until it's almost too late.
Yeah, they really should. And you bring up a good point. When we meet with what we call pre-venture clients, they're looking to start something or getting ready to launch, we do like for them to come in because there's a couple of tools that we have available. Actually, we have them right on our website, a couple of resources. One of those is a real easy to understand spreadsheet to project cash flow for the first year. We would rather project that before we launch and see if we're going to run out of money and estimate if that might happen. And it also tells us exactly how much of a loan we need to ask for in terms of getting through that first year. So that's a great tool. And a lot of our folks don't take time to do those financial projections.
Is it that we don't know how to do the financial projections, or do we not used to even ask? Because you would help us if we came and ask even early.
We do. And again, what we try to do is to take this, as I call it, the language of business, and simplify it, make it easy for anyone to understand. And, we have training. We have a starting a business class. almost every month. We have financing your business seminars, and these are just 2 to 3 hour seminars that provide you with some baseline information, foundational information, and then we encourage you after you take that class, come in, sit one-on-one with one of our consultants, and then that way we can talk to you specifically about your industry, your business, and the things that are just applicable to you.
How do we make appointments to do that? How do we find you online?
You can find us online at sbdctampabay.com.
Okay.
And again, once you hit our website, there is it's very easy to find the sign up for training or request for consulting. So you can do that online or simply pick up the phone and call the office. And that number is 813-905-5800.
Now, there's not an age requirement for a business, right? So you can be as old a business or a newest business or just getting ready to make your business plan, I think would be more beneficial. But there's not a limit on the number of employees because a small business encompasses quite a few employees.
Well, it does. And we go by the SBA's definition of a small business. And by the way, our primary funder is the Small Business Administration.
Okay.
And their definition typically is 500 employees or less. So, you know, that's most of the businesses in any particular area.
Sure, sure. How many people get to come along for those meetings? What if you need to bring, you know, a couple people? Is it just for the owner? Could it be the owner and his wife and, you know, some key staff?
Typically, we do meet with the owner and his or her spouse. That's very common.
Okay.
And what we find is as a business grows and has been around longer, we end up meeting with their management team.
Hey, Bill, can you come back with us right after the break? Give me just a second. We'll be right back.
Sure.
You're listening to The Debbie Lewis Show on AM 1380, The Biz.
This is Debbie Lewis, and we're back with Bill McCallum with the small business, all the small business help we need. Bill, give us a number again just one more time so we know how to get a hold of you if we need financial advice and we're a small business. Would you say 500 employees or under?
Yes.
That should be everyone in the state of Florida.
well, pretty close. At least 90% of the businesses are going to probably fall in that range. The telephone number is 813-905-5800.
Say that one more time.
813-905-5800.
All right. Well, I appreciate your coming today, and I know you come speak with me most Wednesdays of the show. And you guys all have different areas of expertise. So if someone comes in and they talk to you and you find out that they need legal advice and you're not the legal guy, you can refer them to the legal guy.
Yeah, we can. We have 18 or 19 consultants in our 10-county region, and each of us has a different area of expertise, as you point out, or different skill sets. So we cross-refer to each other. You know, as the situation dictates.
That's wonderful. Thanks so much for being with us today, Mr. McCallum.
Thank you.
Thank you.